Falsely Accused by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Read by Traber Burns. For those most special, Patty, Rachel, Roger, and Billy. Chapter 1. With a wet and embarrassing sound, a sound like no other, a human brain came loose from its skull and, dripping thick, clotted blood and fluid, hung suspended in the hands of the chief medical examiner of the city of New York. The brain's former owner, or rather the being that once sprang from it, was named Jeffrey Zimmerman, late a stockbroker and arbiter juror, and a famous near-billionaire of the day, which was one reason why his autopsy was being performed by the chief medical examiner himself, Dr. Murray Seelig, instead of by one of Seelig's many subordinates. Another reason was that Seelig loved doing autopsies. He especially loved probing the kishkas of the rich and famous, or of those meeting their ends in some spectacular or bizarre manner. But he would also drop into the morgue of an afternoon and whip through a couple of overdosed whores with as much elan. He was good at it, too. Dr. Seelig was generally considered by his profession to be one of the half-dozen best forensic pathologists in the United States, an opinion that Seelig himself rarely lost a chance to share with others. As a result of this skill and fame, Seelig often had an audience of med students, trainee pathologists, or visiting coroners to watch him work. He didn't mind that either. A bit of a showman, Seelig. Another reason why he had chosen this particular branch of medicine. He liked appearing before press conferences and giving the straight poop on how some particular leading light had been...